Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Triveni Engineering & Industries Limited Q3 and 9-month FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar from CDR. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to all of you participating in the Triveni Engineering & Industries Q3 and 9-month FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Tarun Sawhney, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Suresh Taneja, Group CFO, Mr. Sameer Sinha, CEO, Sugar Business Group, as well as other members of the senior management team. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature, and a statement to this effect has been included in the invite, which was shared with everyone earlier. I would also like to emphasize that while this call is open to all invitees, it may not be broadcasted or reproduced in any form or manner. We will commence the call with opening remarks from the management, following an interactive question-and-answer session. May I now hand it over to Mr. Tarun Sawhney? Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rishab. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q3 and 9-month fiscal 2024 earnings conference call for Triveni Engineering & Industries Limited. The overall performance of the company during the nine months ended December 31st, 2023, has been satisfactory, with a healthy performance in the sugar and the power transmission business in particular. There were some challenges in the alcohol business due to feedstock constraints, and the profitability of the water business was impacted due to a slower execution on some of the projects, and these were problems relating to some customers. For the nine months, the revenues from operations net of excise stood at 3,918 crores, with a profit before tax of 312.3 crores and a PAT of 234.1 crores. At the recently concluded board meeting, the board of directors of the company have declared an interim dividend of 2.25 rupees per fully paid equity share for the fiscal year 2023-24, and a special dividend of 2.25 rupees per share. The board has also approved a new venture of the business of manufacturing and marketing IMFL as part of the forward integration of our distillery operations. This would involve the establishment of a state-of-the-art bottling facility at our alcochemical facility in Muzaffarnagar in Uttar Pradesh to produce high-quality IMFL products. The total cost, capital cost, would be approximately 25 crores, and of course, it is subject to the necessary statutory clearances. The facility is expected to be ready for commencement of production by the end of quarter one fiscal 2025, so in a few months' time. It's also noted by the board that the project enhancement for the power transmission business for 250 crores-400 crores is under progress and is expected to be completed by December 2024 instead of March 2024, as informed earlier. The board has also further approved a CapEx of 180 crores for further enhancement in capacity from 400 crores to 500 crores, or just about 500 crores. It's important to note this. The reason and rationale for this approval at this stage is because of the longer time periods in acquiring some of the very highly specialized equipment from some of the European vendors. So some of the highly specialized machines have order timelines of 12-18 months, and therefore the impact, the majority impact of the 180 crore investment approved by the board will be felt in fiscal 2026. It is also noted by the board that the commissioning of the new multi-feed distillery at Raninagar is expected by March 31st, 2024, just a few months late. Furthermore, considering present government policy and challenges in the availability of the permitted grains at viable procurement prices for distillery operations, it's been decided to keep the implementation of the new proposed distillery expansion at Sabitgarh in abeyance. So any further development, of course, will be intimated in due course. The board has also approved the entry into a share purchase agreement to acquire 25.43% stake of Sir Shadi Lal Enterprises at a total value of 35 crores. The proposed acquisition affords an opportunity for us to expand our sugar and distillery business. It is a strategic fit for us the company, of course, has a sugar factory and a 100 KLPD distillery, and the sugar factory is in the vicinity of some of our sugar units. And we've evaluated the opportunity of the company, and we believe that it is capable of being turned around by us in a very short period of time. The equity value of the target has been determined at 138 crores based on our estimated value of assets and liabilities, which is primarily from information in the public domain and our knowledge of the target being in the same area, geographical area of operation. Right. Returning to the highlights of the businesses, for our sugar and alcohol business, there's better performance in terms of crush and recovery during Q3 in the ongoing sugar season. The crush is higher by 6.7%, and the recovery is higher by 38 basis points on a net basis after considering the diversion of sugar and B-heavy molasses. And the sugar production is higher by 11%. And that is, of course, extremely encouraging and higher than what one had forecast and spoken to you all about at our previous conversation. So we're quite happy about the improvement in total sugar production. The higher sugar realizations have helped the sugar segment profitability and largely offset the impact of lower sales and the increased cost because of the revision in SAP. Alcohol sales of 13.8 crore litres for the 9 months of fiscal 24, an increase of 8.3% over the previous corresponding period. The segment profitability has been impacted due to low-margin maize operations in substitution using the surplus food grains from the SCI. And SCI rice is what was being used for in the previous corresponding period. Looking at the engineering business, there's been a robust increase in both turnover and profitability in the power transmission business, growing at 34% and just under 45% year-on-year for turnover and profitability, respectively, for the nine-month period. The order booking also increased by just a shade under 25%, increased by 240.5 crores and closed at 297.2 crores. The outstanding order book for the entire engineering business, including our water business, stands at 1,546 crores. The profit before tax for the company declined by 8.4% in Q3 fiscal 24 and was flat for the 9 month period. This is because, as I mentioned, the sugar business reported higher profitability due to higher realization prices. The power transmission business also reported significantly higher profitability commensurate with the higher turnover. And there was a decline in profitability of distillery operations, as I mentioned, with the substitution of maize for SCI rice. And the segment profitability of the water business was in line with the lower turnover of the business. The gross debt of the company, as on the 31st of December 23, is 515 crores compared to 389 crores. However, after considering surplus funds, which are held in FD, of 369 crores, the net debt is 145.5 crores. The overall cost of funds is 5.25% for Q3 fiscal 24 versus 4.75 in the previous corresponding period. Looking at our sugar operations, as I had mentioned, the realizations have led to much improved contribution margins and have offset the impact of lower sales volume and increased cane price. It's important to mention that the sugar inventories on December 31st, 23 were 29.63 lakh quintals, valued at 36.6 rupees per kilo. And this was a staggering 24% higher than the same situation on the 31st December 22, where the inventory was 23.93 lakh quintals. And of course, the decisions to produce more sugar, I will be covering that in our industry update of the alcohol business, etc., have allowed us to be able to produce significantly larger quantities of sugar. Of course, the higher recovery and higher yields have also helped, and higher processing capability of the company has also helped quite substantially. The cogen operations achieved the sales of 30.6 crores for the nine-month period. The current realization is perhaps slightly lower than late November, early December, but still stands at a fairly healthy 38.80 to 39 rupees for refined sugar per kilo, and sulfitation sugar is of course lower, approximately 38.40 to 38.50 per quintal actually. For the quarter, the sugarcane crush was 3.33 million tons, a 6.7% increase. The net recovery, of course, was higher at 9.76 versus 9.36 in the previous corresponding period, with sugar production being 10.9, 11% higher. The gross recovery, which it's also important to give you a flavor of difference, because it gives you an impact of what this quarter and Q1 of the next fiscal year, the last bit of the sugar season has in store. The gross recovery for the company stands at 11% for the quarter under review, which is 0.39 basis points higher than 10.61 for the previous corresponding quarter. The average blended realization for the quarter was 6.4% higher at 3,952 rupees per quintal. And of course, this led to a PBT increase of 5.5% up to 120 crores. On the 18th of January 2024, the government of Uttar Pradesh revised the state advised price of sugarcane and increased all three, the general, the early, and the rejected variety by 20 rupees per quintal. And therefore, early variety has been revised to 370 rupees per quintal. General variety sugarcane has been increased from 340 to 360 rupees per quintal, and the rejected varieties have been increased from 335 to 355 rupees per quintal. The press note also notified that the transportation charges for cane from out centers has been increased by 45 paisa to 9 rupees per quintal. So that is a little bit of a benefit actually to the industry. Just before that, on the 15th of December 23, the Department of Food and Public Distribution issued directions in view of the expected lower sugar production of the country to limit the sugar sacrifice through bee heavy and sugarcane juice route to 1.7 million metric tons of sugar, and this was compared to 3.8 million metric tons in the previous season. And I think it came as a bit of a surprise to the industry. And of course, it has impacted distillery operations. It will continue to impact distillery operations, not just for Triveni, but for the nation as a whole. The sugar balance sheet for the season looks reasonably healthy, according to ISMA, with an opening balance on the 1st of October 23 of about 5.6 million tons. The net sugar production now stands revised at 31.7 million tons, potentially with an upward bias, and domestic sales or consumption of about 28.5 million tons. And so we're looking at a closing stock on the 30th of September 24 at a very healthy 8.8 million metric tons. And this, of course, is after considering 1.7 million tons of sugar diversion towards ethanol. And what I'm trying to say is that actually we have sufficient sugar in the country. And regardless of what the outcome of rains are over the summer months, I think the higher balance is something that we can all be very comforted with in terms of providing enough sugar for consumers within the country. And not just this year, but also for the next year. Amongst the major sugarcane producing states, we expect Uttar Pradesh to produce between 12 to 14% sugar, increase in sugar output for this season, and Maharashtra to decline by about 15%, and Karnataka by about 22%, perhaps between 22 and 24%, leading to an overall 3 to 4% lower net sugar production for the country. The government has also imposed 50% duties on the export of molasses, which is effective from the 18th of January 2024. Very quickly, looking at the international scenario, we're looking at a surplus production globally. We're looking at a record output from Brazil with estimates coming in above 43 million tons of sugar for the 24-25 season. We're looking at the Thai sugar crop to remain subdued, and this is important because when one looks at the regional balances and regional supplies of sugar, not just this year, but going forward, etc., Thailand is expected to be subdued for this sugar season. And international sugar prices still remain robust after a considerable period of weakness. So in recent weeks, we've seen prices rebound, and on the 24th of January, the New York number 11 contract was trading at about 24.5 cents per pound, and the number 5 contract had rebounded to just about $285 per metric ton. Of course, it's off from the recent highs of approximately $760, which was in November 2020, but it's still a very robust level. Turning towards our alcohol business, during the quarter, the profitability of the distillery operations has been impacted due to low-margin maize operations and in substitution for FCI rice. Maize operations will also lead, as I had mentioned in our last call, to lower capacity utilization and therefore resulting in slightly lower production. The issue of lower capacity utilization is being technically resolved for us to be able to enhance our capacities through some very simple changes in the production systems. The increase of transfer price of B-heavy molasses by 100 rupees per quintal is subsequent to the increase in the SAP, and the increase in statutory fees of ethanol has also led to some lower profitability. The net turnover was boosted by higher alcohol sales for our IMIL business, and that was very encouraging and a big bright spot within our alcohol operations. During the quarter and 9-month period under review, the alcohol produced from sugarcane feedstocks formed 73 and 67% of total sales volumes respectively. In the previous corresponding quarter and 9 months, the alcohol produced from sugarcane-based feedstocks formed 64% and 79% of total volumes respectively. So I think it's important to mention very clearly that, you know, this is a concerted decision to produce more sugar, and as the season transpires, of course, there will be more greater quantum of sugar that will be produced, since we will be making C-heavy molasses at 6 of our 7 sugar factories for the course of this season. The inventories will be higher, and sugar prices are, frankly speaking, quite robust, and we believe that the flexibility that we have as a company in terms of operations has again been tested and proven that we have made correct decisions, correct investment decisions in the past. The production fell during the quarter under review in the distillery business by 4.2% to 44,000 kiloliters. However, the sales realization increased by 4.3% to 59.1 rupees per liter. IMIL sales improved by 25.5% to 11.68 lakh cases for the quarter under review. Looking at the domestic scenario, the OMCs have announced an incentive of 5.79 rupees per litre for maize-based ethanol with the effect of 5th January 2024. However, I must point out that the majority of this increase, I mean, this incentive, has been captured by higher maize prices. And maize prices are higher than 24 rupees per kilo, touching almost 25 rupees per kilo on certain days as well. So the majority of this increase, unfortunately, has been captured, the benefit has been taken away by increased raw material prices. Turning quickly to the power transmission business, The increase in 9 months turnover and profitability was 33.9% and 44.8% respectively, driven primarily by improved product sales, an excellent and favorable product mix, improved realizations, and our continuing cost control measures. The order booking continues to be robust with higher domestic contribution. The order booking for December, our order book on December 31st, 2023 stood at just under 300 crores with long duration orders of 136 crores. Looking at the water business, the revenues declined, unfortunately, due to the delay in execution of certain projects. The business is actively targeting foreign projects wherever it possesses the pre-qualifications and funding is ensured through multilateral and reputed agencies. The order booking on the 31st of December stood at 1,248.8 crores, which includes approximately 880 crores of O&M contracts, which are over a slightly longer period of time. It is important to also mention that we did maintain profitability, although it was lower in line with the lower revenues, but the profits of the business, the PBIT was 6.2 crores for the quarter under review. The outlook for the various businesses, let me start off with the sugar business. We're witnessing improved operational results in our sugar business for the ongoing season in terms of crush, in terms of recovery, and in terms of sugar realization when we compare this over the previous year and season. The current estimates of lower production in the sugar season 23-24 and 24-25 are likely to maintain firm, stable, and with potentially a small positive bias in sugar prices. The recent increase of 20 rupees in SAP has been well absorbed by prevailing sugar prices. A higher proportion of refined sugar production post the conversion of our Nirmilak Narayanpur sugar unit will lead, and of course a higher quantum of pharmaceutical grade production at our Savitgarh sugar facility augur very well for the sugar realizations of the company in comparison to our peer group as well. We continue to make judicious investments in our facilities to enhance crush and quality and efficiencies. While there may be a shortfall in production in Maharashtra and Karnataka, Uttar Pradesh is certainly showing a significantly higher production. The recent weather conditions in Uttar Pradesh of dense fog with limited or no sunshine for long durations have had a limited impact in certain pockets on yields. But we believe that this has not impacted the plant gain crop, and our estimates of increased production, especially as far as the Triveni Group is concerned, stand unabated. Looking quickly at the alcohol business, the recent government actions relating to feedstocks have led to some disruptions in operations, and we experienced that head-on in Q3, in the last quarter. After utilizing the permitted B-heavy molasses, the distillery operations will be carried out with C-heavy molasses and maize as the feedstocks, and this is in stark difference to B-heavy and FCI rice, which was used in the previous corresponding period. It will lead to slightly lower operating capacities and hence lower production. And the margin structures will also be different. I would again like to say that in this scenario of feedstock prices, it would be more sensible actually to make greater quantums of sugar, which is exactly what we will be doing. The situation is under watch, and we hope that these pricing situations are anomalies and that the government of India will relook at the ethanol blending program over the next few months more favorably and give us a little more flexibility in the industry. In my opening remarks, I mentioned that our Rani Nangal new distillery facility will be operational by the end of this quarter, by the 31st of March 24. The power transmission business has a strong and robust outlook. We've seen brownfield and greenfield expansions domestically in a variety of sectors, especially in metals, mining, cement, etc. There's high potential that has been witnessed in the aftermarket, and this is what is resulting in higher levels of profitability. And this primarily comes from the oil and gas and API sectors, the power sector, and the fertilizer sector. the product business is mainly driven, by growth in our steam in demand for steam turbine gearboxes, not just domestically but globally as well. The potential of waste to energy through agricultural and municipal waste is going to be very encouraging as well for the power transmission business. On the export front, there's enormous positive outlook in order bookings and gaining market share across product segments. We're seeing our OEM shares increase, especially in Western Europe and in North America. Within the defense segment, the business expects increased order booking from key segments of propulsion gas turbines, propulsion gearboxes, propulsion shafting, and special application pumps. And this will happen hopefully over the next couple of quarters, few quarters. The setting up of the multimodal defense facility, it will also help in terms of expanding our service offerings within this business segment. Lastly, looking at the water business, after the achievement of success in the Maldives and Bangladesh, water business is trying to expand our activities in overseas markets. Having said that, the municipal business opportunities is looking very attractive in states. However, there are delays in execution in certain projects. It's happened because there's been a lot of activity, economic and non-economic activity that has delayed some executions, etc. But we believe that we'll be back on track in this quarter under review and in the following quarter as well. In conclusion, the business strategy in terms of identifying and harnessing growth companies, growth opportunities for the company remains the same, and we have been able to successfully add value for our stakeholders and shareholders. We continue to see significant leadership opportunities in a rapidly evolving and competitive environment. I think the company is well-braced for the future to embrace the next phase of growth. Thank you very much. I'd now like to open up the floor for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sanjay Manyal from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just have a few questions. I think your crushing number is approximately 7% up as of now, and even recoveries are better. Can we expect the similar trend for the full season?
Yes, I believe we can.
So we can expect similar 6 to 7% kind of crushing, and probably the recovery improvement would be in the similar range, right?
For well, sugar production, yes. I think we would be happy to look at an increase in sugar production by a double-digit figure of 10 to 11%. And I think that will continue through the course of the season. The sampling of plant cane that is coming is very, very encouraging. And we're hopeful that the weather that we've experienced in the month of January will abate as we move into February.
Okay. My second question is on the profitability of B heavy and C heavy, per liter. But what exactly has changed after the policy change, and as well as on the after the sugarcane price increase in the current season? So what would be the profitability per liter for B heavy, C heavy, even maize based ethanol?
You know, as regards B heavy molasses, we have been getting a profitability of about 12-13 rupees per liter. But as Tarun would have explained to you right at the beginning, there is an increase in transfer price subsequent to increase in cane price. So as a result of that, it will come down a little bit, but it will still be strong. And as regards maize, yes, the margins are under pressure as of now, in the region of about 5 as of now. And let's see to what extent the correction takes place to that extent.
Okay, so 12 to 13 rupees for B heavy, 5 rupees for maize. C heavy, if you can explain probably.
Yes, C heavy is also on the same level as B heavy molasses after this recent price increase.
Okay. And an estimated, because the policy change has happened in the mid of the season, so I think our estimate of ethanol volumes would also change. So what would be, what can we expect in terms of ethanol volume for FY24 and FY25?
So what would happen is that we would be looking at adding another about close to 5 crore liters in our dispatches going forward. And for the new distillery coming up, we'll be adding another about 4.5 crore liters for the next year.
Okay, understood. My last question is on the acquired company. I'm assuming that you will be having controlling stake after this open offer and everything. And so, what could be the optimum crushing capacity for this this company? I understood, I read somewhere this close to 10,000 TCD, but the number which the crush number was much lower. So, what could be the optimum crushing capacity? Once you acquire this company.
Right. Well, you know, we can't comment on the outcome of the open offer. It's still too early to tell. But the to answer your second question, it is the capacity of Sir Shadi Lal's factory at Shamli is 7,500 TCD, and we believe that it can operate at that level, and it has sufficient cane, of course. Frankly speaking, it has the greatest quantum of cane amongst factories in Uttar Pradesh.
And does this company also has the payment means farmer dues and high debt level also?
From publicly available information, the debt levels are not very high, about under 40 crores. But the farmer dues certainly exists, and it's about 225 crores. Which is the dues of the previous season's farmer dues.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much for the answers.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shailesh Kanani from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir. I'm doing well in a very challenging quarter. So just wanted to understand a couple of things. On sugar volume front, we seem to have done well against the quota. Is it due to pharma grade sugar, or the volume seems to be higher against the domestic quota of what we have allotted?
So there are two parts to your questions. Firstly, the domestic sales have been higher in the quarter under review, because the second tranche of the September quota, which was allowed to be sold in October, was actually sold in October. So that is one reason for the quantum of sales. The second reason, of course, is that we had very attractive realizations in the month of November, in the month of October, and also for the majority of December as well. And of course,
I just was looking at the volume of quota given to us and the volume what we have done in the domestic dispatches. So there was some overlap from the second quarter, we were saying, quota.
Correct, because the September quota was given in two tranches. Mm-hmm. One, the first tranche was supposed to be sold by the end of September, and the second tranche could have been sold up to the 10th of October, and we exercised that and sold it in October.
Okay, fair enough. So second question was related to ethanol volumes. If I heard it right, last year we had done 18 crores, and FY25 you are guiding 22 or 27 crores. I'm a little confused of the number.
So two parts to that question. One, of course, we did 18, and this year again we'll be about 18.5 plus 1875. Along those lines, and the reason for that is 33% of what we are doing would be grain based, and therefore wherein the capacities are limited by 20%. Now going forward, and the second part is that our Rani Nagar distillery, which was supposed to have come a little earlier, is now coming at the end of March, and therefore we would be adding another, as I mentioned, close to 5 crore liters going forward for next year.
So it is around 23-24 crores we will be doing the next year.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for that clarity. So my other question was, I would like to discuss this. I'd like to know your views on macro challenges the company faces, right? Given the present circumstances and projections, we are anticipating that the sugar inventory by the year end of the season is going up from 5.6 to around 8.8, right? So which should be negative for sugar prices in general, right? Secondly, ethanol volumes are contingent upon the availability of starchy feedstock. We have no clarity on FCI rice still. In spite of rice production, what I understand is decent. FCI has stock, but they have not released the rice for ethanol production. So how does the management envision these challenges and what strategies they are trying to implement in this situation?
So, you know, I think the first part of your question, which is with reference to sugar prices as a base, based on the balance sheet position of sugar in the country is, I think you need to look at all factors in terms of making that assessment. The fact of the matter is that sugar production in the country has declined year-on-year. I think because of net diversion towards the EBP program, there will be an increase in the closing stock. However, this is quite important for the country as there have been reports of a poorer monsoon for the next over the for the next for the upcoming summer. Now, that is point one. The second point is that the plantation of the Arsali crop, the 18-month crop, in central and south India, Maharashtra, Karnataka, has been down quite significantly. And those reports are still coming in, but there's a significant decline, which means that total millable cane in the country for the next year, in that portion of the country, is going to be a little bit lower. And as a result, despite the slightly higher closing balance, I think we're in a scenario where we have very robust sugar prices. And sugar prices are a function of the situation today and also the expected situation in the following year. And as a result, as I had mentioned in my opening remarks, I believe that sugar prices will remain stable with a slightly upward bias. Your second question about FCI rice. Well,
yeah.
Frankly speaking, I this is the decision that's been taken by the central government. We're not in a position to be able to comment on the release of rice or the quantums that are required for the nation.
So I was just wondering if the situation remains what it is right now, and starchy feedstock availability may be less or the price, as you rightly said, are not that remunerative, we would continue to kind of have an enhanced volume of ethanol going ahead as well, right? I was just thinking on those lines.
I think the way that you should look at it is different. Okay. The first thing is, yes, with the change in feedstocks, B-heavy and rice moving to C-heavy and B-heavy combination and maize, there is a impact on small impact on production, but an impact on the margin structure. But that is more than compensated by the extra sugar that has been produced, much more than compensated by the extra sugar that is being produced. And I'm not talking about the additional output due to enhanced capacities, etc., but I'm just talking about the conversion of B into C. So that decision, again, is something that is quite important. Now, the fact that the company, most of its distillery assets are dual feed in nature means that we are still making a positive contribution regardless of what the input feedstock is into the business. And I think that is something that makes us very different from our peers in the industry.
Okay, sir. So just last final question from my side. How is the availability of maize for our distillery facility? Is it readily available even if it is at increased rate of 24-25? How is the availability of maize in market?
It's available, and the next crop of maize is yet to come into the market, and we believe that we will be able to book sufficient quantities for the course of the year.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, a request to participants to please limit your questions to two per participant. For follow-up questions, you may rejoin the queue. We take the next question from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. So my question is on your investments. I mean, you have upped your investments on the, you know, power transmission business. And the domestic side, we are anyway the market leader eyeing on the exports. And also this business we are targeting the defense. I mean, what I understand, you know, is that this part of the business is also seeing a substantial jump in terms of, you know, volumes and should be relatively better. This is on the PTB business. So my question here is, you know, given the, you know, increased capex and also, you know, we talking about defense and exports, we have been running at around, you know, 70 crores or between 250 to 300 crores a year in this business. With the, you know, capex in place now, and the growth outlook only looking better with exports and defense, where do we see this run rate increasing, say, over the next 18 months?
So, you know, typically I refrain from giving any forward-looking statements. I can talk about the capacities. We're moving to a scenario where the capacities in the next few quarters will be in excess, just a shade in excess of 500-odd crores. We're certainly cognizant of the fact that our growth in export markets is something that we are now seeing in our order booking, and it is going to only translate in our revenues in the next fiscal year and certainly in the following fiscal year as well. So I'm fairly certain that the speed of growth is going to be as per our plans, and our investment in capacities are being done so that we're well prepared and we do not face any delays. One of the great things that we do in this business is we have delivery or manufacturing timelines that are the best in the world. There is nobody in terms of a turbo gear high-speed manufacturer that can match our delivery timelines. And so, you know, we want, and that allows us, one of the reasons that allows us to have a very healthy margin. And so we're conscious of that, and therefore the investments in machines, etc., which have long delivery periods, need to be made in a time-bound manner. The growth is certainly something that we envisage because we were absent from the majority of export markets for a long period of time. And now with that opportunity, I think we have huge possibilities of being able to continue the growth rate. I mean, the nine-month growth rate, for example, was 34-odd% for this fiscal year in terms of revenues and 44% in terms of profitability, as you know.
Sure. And sir, a little color on the defense side, because that is again looking exciting. And as of when that starts kicking in, that opens a huge avenue of, you know, related things which we can do a lot more than what we are currently doing. So is that an area where we can...
Absolutely. So there's tremendous potential there. I would like to add a word of caution here. And that is that, you know, to have budgeted expectations in terms of quarters is something that sometimes doesn't happen, because the finalization of tenders is not in our domain. You know, it is finalized in our case primarily by the Indian Navy, and sometimes there are delays in the finalization of such tenders and award of such tenders. And so it's a process-oriented scenario. I would encourage you to look at this business over a longer period of time, where the decision on orders will then get blended in terms of averages over a longer period of time. But yes, there is tremendous potential. The Atmanirbhar initiative is something that we are certainly beneficiaries of and we're counting on. The Make in India is something that is quite important for our defense capabilities, and that is why we have invested in this particular business.
Sure, sir. One final question before I join back the queue is, currently, you know, the sugar availability is casting a little bit of, you know, ambiguity on the ethanol side. But from a longer-term perspective, the ethanol blending program is on course. And second is, you know, if I'm looking at the IMIL and the IMFL opportunity that we would eventually have, I mean, should the, you know, IMIL and the IMFL opportunity, I mean, given, you know, it gives us the maneuverability between, you know, using ethanol towards MCUs are moving to a channel, how should the profitability in this division be from a longer-term perspective, given that you will have these options?
So I think you've asked a fantastic question. You know, the point is, and I've been emphasizing this, that we our corporate strategy is to ensure that all options are considered and that our businesses function with the sole intent of maximization of profitability. And that is one of the reasons for our expansions, etc. Now, when we look at IMIL and IMSL, that is, it's not only to create optionality, but it's also to add additional value. And the margins come when the businesses are stable. And that's something that you have to recognize. This is we're a new entrant in a competitive, fiercely competitive new business. However, our intention obviously is to run highly profitable businesses. We see that our road to profitability will be as short as possible. But overall, the investment philosophy remains one of having optionality to maximize profitability.
Sure. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Rajesh Majumdar from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So, good afternoon to everyone. So, I had a couple of questions. First, sir, on the acquisition of Sir Shadilal, is it fair to assume that you'll be able to do the modernization of this enterprise before the next sugar season? That was my first question.
So at this point in time, we have only acquired 25, or we're in the process, I stand away, corrected. We're in the process of acquiring 25.43% shareholding of the company. We have also launched, as per SEBI guidelines, an open offer for 26%. If we do have majority control and of course control over the company, we are fairly certain that we will be able to put in some investments, of course, to ensure production capabilities. This, but I want you to know that this unit has crushed and its rated capacities in the past. The investments that could be made, and I don't know if they need to be made, so I'm hypothesizing at this particular point in time, would be in terms of efficiency improvements to lead to lower cost of production. So it is not necessarily for a higher crush. It is to improve profitability. Now, can it happen before the start of the next season? It's a little too early to tell.
Right, sir. No, I understand that it's to reduce the cost of production because the crush already exists, yeah. And there are possibly low-hanging fruits there. But yeah, thanks for the answer. My other question, sir, was when you give the capacity of the power transmission business, this excludes the after-sales. Is it correct to assume? Because after-sales and service is also a big chunk of your revenue, I understand. So when you give the capacities of 250 crores, etc., it excludes after-sales?
No, it includes after sales. However, this capacity is a rated capacity, and frankly speaking, depending on what products come in from the defense side, the same facility could potentially produce more, but we are keeping the rated capacity at 500 post these investments.
Because the new capacity announced of 180 crores is giving an incremental turnover of only 100 crores, which assumes a slightly more than 0.5 asset turn, which is seems to be ridiculously low for this kind of a business.
Yeah, so I would discourage you from looking at it from an asset turnover ratio, and I'll tell you the reason why. A lot of the machines that are coming have long deliveries, and therefore the effective utilization in addition to capacity will happen at a certain point in the future. The original capacity in enhancement that we did last year, that the board approved last year, was a lot in terms of infrastructure. Infrastructure is one part, which is, for example, the shed, etc. The machines, the testing equipment, the furnaces, etc., everything that needs to be put in is actually a little bit more expensive. In addition, this CapEx also adds capacity to our defense, or complete capacity, including manufacturing equipment, to our defense manufacturing facility, for which we are very hesitant to give a total capacity at this particular point in time, which is why I said it is a minimum capacity utilization of 500, and it is certainly higher than that.
Yeah, because as I understand, capacity is a bit of a misnomer in this industry. It depends on the product mix, etc., which you can finally deliver from that facility, right?
It does. So what we're saying is that we will be able to deliver a significant portion of that 500 will be geared products and geared services, including aftermarket services. And a smaller portion of that will be from our defense business. But that business will not require significant investments in the future for enhancement in terms of overall revenues. The quantum of that enhancement in capacity is something that we are not declaring at this particular point in time.
Right. So my last question is on the capital allocation. How would we go ahead in the future? Because we had a certain plan on ethanol, etc., which seems to be slightly in the back burner for the time being. So if we look at the cash flows being generated in the future, how will we be able to allocate our capital, also dividend policy, etc., or buyback in this regard, if you could highlight?
So I think in terms of return to the shareholder, the board's policy remains unchanged. And I think we've declared that even on our website as well. In terms of allocation of capital to towards growth, you know, I think we're in a dynamic business environment. And, you know, things will change, things will come about at different points in time. So, you know, I wouldn't say that looking at our postponement of one distillery at Savitkar is any great shock to the system. It's just been postponed. And I think I'm quite confident that the ethanol blending program will surpass 20, EBP 20 in the very, very near future. And we're very bullish about that and all aspects of bioenergy for our nation. But allocation of capital will go towards the growth areas of the business. You've already seen the board has allocated quite a substantial amounts of capital towards the power transmission business. And from time to time, it will evaluate capital expansion within sugar, distillery, and our water business.
So if I could seek in a last question, if the policies of the government were to change, Savitkar can be commissioned in a fairly short period of time? That's like just the added question.
Yeah, I think so. Once we take a decision, we will be in a position to implement it within 1 year, because what we have already done is that we have frozen the engineering, we have got environmental clearances, all those things are in place. And we have discussed with the vendors, not placed the orders, but taken it to a fairly advanced negotiation stage.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jayesh Mistry from Asit C. Mehta Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Sir, my first question, the way you are into a many, making yourself into a many business vertical from a traditional, you know, sugar and ethanol blending. So now, from this acquisition and the way you are, spending a capex for, this bottling facility also. So by making that, the way you are also doing a multi-feed facility, you are also creating. So it is one kind of new vertical apart from ethanol blending. You are also making yourself into EFA kind of thing as a full-fledged, that is the main business strategy to open up that new vertical by this acquisition and also setting up this facility as far as business growth is concerned. That's what I understood. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's my first question, though.
Yes, I think you're a little wrong. The acquisition of shares is in a business that runs a sugar factory and 100 KLPD ethanol plant. With respect to the second part of your question, the IMFL and bottling business, that is very directly a move towards premiumization and forward integration of our existing products. We are already a large manufacturer of ENA in our existing facilities. This is a forward integration of that business.
So this is one kind of synergy that can be read?
I'm afraid I don't understand what synergy you're talking about.
I mean to say that this acquisition will give you that's what I need to say if I understood that.
Absolutely, because it is in lines of businesses that are closely tied to the existing business operations of Triveni Engineering. It is also very close to two of our largest sugar factories and our large ethanol facilities as well. So the geographic proximity as well as industry comfort is the rationale.
Okay. Second question, sir, the way the operating margin that is being improved in this particular quarter, we should be able to maintain around that trajectory in the coming quarters as far as your operating margin is concerned.
I'm afraid we don't give forward guidance for our business performance.
Okay. And lastly, so the way the government has imposed some kind of temporary restriction on the export of a sugar and also some kind of, stipulated quota for, ethanol manufacturing. But sir, you are into a multi-feed, you are going to start with some multi-feed facility. So, sir, what we understood that the impact of that particular thing as far as ethanol blending will not be that much significant to you versus your peers, because you have a multi-feed facility, so you have another option as well apart from the sugar. So correct me if I am wrong, sir. That's what so it would not be that much be impacted to you by these particular things.
You're absolutely correct that we can move between various feedstocks in the generation of ethanol or ENA, as the case may be. So we have that flexibility for the majority of our facilities, including the new facility at Rani Nangar.
So that will not be a significant impact to you versus your peers, right?
Yes, I think I've addressed that in the previous commentary during this call.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Chetan Thakur from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So just two questions from my end. One is, I missed the number on the past dues for Sir Shadi Lal of Cane Arrears.
The cane arrears for Sir Shadi Lal, as we understand, are 225 crores for the previous season. This season's dues have been paid in their entirety, as we understand.
Understood. And the second bit was more on the IMFL. So 25 crore is the investment for bottling. But over and above that, for branding, marketing, what is the kind of investment that you are envisaging at this point of time?
So we'll be going ahead. We are competing with various established brands. But in terms of the product development, we know we have got a very good product. In terms of packaging, we have engaged the best agencies. But we will not be making a huge marketing splash over here. Therefore, in terms of the total outlay for entry into this business and the media plan, and the marketing expenses will not be very substantial. Let's put it this way, without divulging the competing numbers. And this is also restricted only to the initial launch would only be in the state of UP.
Okay, understood. So it will be more of a district-state strategy that you will be adopting as you then scale up this business and keep recalibrating.
Yes, it could be a regional strategy of UP, and UP is a very important market as a percentage of the national sales, etc. And therefore, based on the success of the products, its acceptance, we'll roll it out over a period of time to the other states.
Sure, sir. So this is helpful. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, you may press star and one. Well, as there are no further questions, I'd like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us for the Q3 9-month fiscal 24 results earnings call for Triveni Engineering and Industries Limited. As I had mentioned during the course of this call, I think all the businesses have performed well, some much better than others. I think the performance of the sugar business and the power transmission business is certainly notable. And I look forward to getting back to you about the growth that we have in these businesses at the next call, which would be for our full year results Plus, I do believe that there is a lot of upside within the distillery business, and that Q3 is a mere anomaly in the longer term picture. And frankly speaking, we're very much on track for ethanol blendings of 30%. And the government, of course, is in full support of this particular business. And similarly with the water business as well, I think Q3 was an anomaly, and I think the full year results will showcase that when we speak in a few months' time. Thank you again, and have a good day.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Triveni Engineering and Industries Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.